Think back to 2008, when the housing industry collapsed, homeowners defaulted on loans, banks suffered huge losses and quit lending, the American economy went into the tank. Congressman Jeb Hensarling says a lot of that was Washington's fault. He told participants at a housing summit at the Bush Presidential Center on Tuesday that government-backed mortgage lenders, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, encouraged loose, risky lending because banks and credit companies believed the government would pick up the tab for buyers who were credit risks to begin with.
Given their prominence in the market, investors and underwriters came to believe that if Fannie and Freddie touched a loan, it was safe, sound, secure, and most importantly, sanctioned by the government.
Hensarling is chairman of the influential House Financial Services Committee and says taxpayers got stuck with what he calls the mother of all bailouts, nearly $200 billion of Fannie and Freddie debt. Now Hensarling, like President Obama and members of both major parties, wants to phase out the two giant lenders and promote more privatization of the mortgage lending industry. But just how much privatization is the question. The president and members of a national bipartisan committee still believe government should have a role in backing mortgage loans.
There needs to be a role as a guarantor for the government, but it should come after the private sector comes into the field.
Former Housing Secretary Mel Martinez, a Florida Republican, likes the idea of attaching a fee to each mortgage and putting that money in a government insurance pool. After private lenders suffer a certain amount of loss, the government could step in and help stem the bleeding. But Hensarling, who's promoting his mortgage reform bill known as the PATH Act, says government needs to get completely out of the home loan business.
If at the end of the day taxpayers are still on the hook, then I fear all you have done is put Fannie and Freddie in the Federal Witness Protection Program, given them cosmetic surgery and a new identity, and unleash them on an unsuspecting public.
What all of this could mean to the survival of the 30-year fixed mortgage is a big question. Hensarling says his legislation requires a 30-year mortgage be offered, along with other home financing options. But former U.S. Housing Secretary Henry Cisneros, who served under President Clinton, says banks would be reluctant to lend for 30 years without some government guarantee.
The result would be tighter credit, more difficult mortgage structures, higher costs, higher down payments, and in the final analysis, fewer people having access to homeownership.
Hensarling's legislation has passed in his committee, and it's headed to the House floor, probably this fall. Legislation in the U.S. Senate is more likely to include government involvement, which means getting something done will depend on a rare Washington commodity, compromise. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.